Praise to the Lord. Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name for in perfect faithfulness. You have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. That's from the prophet Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1. Well, hello there. My name is Joey Kroll. And of course, yes, today, of course, is Thursday, March the 8th, 2012. And earlier today, this morning, I was looking at the calendar. I'm like, whoa. It's already March, March 8th, 2012. This is going by way too quickly. I know, just it is going by way too quickly. And it always reminds me to take advantage of every single opportunity. Take advantage of those opportunities with our loved ones and our families and those relationships that God has placed in our day and even the people that we meet throughout the day. And just kind of remember that, you know what, God could be doing something here. He may be ordaining this conversation. He may be ordaining this opportunity to talk to this person about him. So, yeah, take advantage of every single opportunity. Well, I hope things are going well with you. I know a lot of us are looking forward to the weekend. Of course, today's Thursday. We have a super busy weekend in my household. On Saturday, we're heading up to Chicago. My mother, who finished up her last chemo session the other week, we're going to put on a big surprise party for her to celebrate her last chemo, and I think she's really going to be surprised. My family's going up, and just our entire family is going to meet, and we're going to like surprise her, and we're going to have, I think it was her niece pick her up and just kind of be like the decoy a little bit and then bring her to the special place we're going to have this surprise party at. So she has no idea. I'm looking forward to it. And then if you can't keep my family in prayer, my wife and I, my wife has a doctor's appointment on Monday in Chicago. And then we have to go back for a follow-up on Wednesday at the same place in Chicago. So we're going to be in Chicago Saturday. We're going to drive back Saturday night. And then we got to drive back up on Monday. And then we got to drive back up on Wednesday. So we're going to put on a lot of miles on our car. So yeah, if you can be praying for us, my wife has a lot of spinal fluid, which causes a lot of pressure on her brain. So she has these terrible, ungodly, unbelievable headaches. So we're going to go see a couple of specialists in Chicago next week. But we're going to be driving quite a bit and spend a lot of alone time and quiet time in the car. So I'm looking forward to that part. But yeah, just the driving back and forth 3 hours one way can really take a toll on you. So if you can be praying for us, we would love that. And if we can be praying for you, you know, we're a ministry that believes in prayer. We're a ministry that believes that God answers prayer. He hears the prayers of the righteous and his saints. We would love to be praying for you here at Great News Radio. If there's anything you want us to be praying about for you, feel free to contact us, 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Or you can contact us through our website. You can send us an email. You can write us a letter. It is greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, I mentioned it's already March, and we are just officially a few weeks away from the big event we've been talking about for a while, the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concerts, Thursday night, March the 29th at the Virginia Theater, features Steve Green. He's going to be there. Twyla Paris. I'm so excited about that. Wayne Watson is going to be there as well. And Michael Card, fantastic, multi-Dove award-winning artists. It's part of the Christian Classic Tour and part of the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert. Again, Thursday night, March the 29th at 7 p.m. at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. Tickets, general admission, just $11, and an additional $1 fee will be included at the box office for the Virginia Theater. So just heads up on that. But if you want to get details, if you want to get more information, or if you want to order your tickets, just check out thevirginia.org, their website, thevirginia.org, or you can call the box office. I know in this world where everybody likes to text and they like to email and so forth, good old-fashioned phone calls, they're still good with me, I'll tell you. 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063 if you want to order your tickets. And Steve Green, as I mentioned, will be there, and hopefully he'll be performing this song that night. I love this song. It's called God and God Alone. Song from Steve Green, God and God Alone. He, of course, going to be in concert with Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card Thursday night, March the 29th at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. If you want more details, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. Have you ever felt like giving up? I'm just talking about maybe in your marriage, or maybe you just had enough with life and you're like, I'm done. Have you ever wanted just to give up at work? just give up. I'm done. I'm over this. I don't like these feelings I'm getting or whatever. Have you ever felt just like giving up? Well, we're going to look at a prophet in the Old Testament who probably felt like giving up, who probably couldn't deal with the hurt and couldn't deal with the pain anymore. Well, let's see how he handled his situation. In Hosea chapter 1, it said that the Lord God came to Hosea. When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, "Go marry a prostitute and have children with her. For like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord." Okay, wait a second. This always catches me and everybody else off guard when I say that. The Lord God spoke to Hosea, the prophet Hosea, and said, "Go marry a prostitute, go marry a harlot and have children with her." You know, I wonder how that conversation looked like or felt for Hosea when he's maybe spending time in his prayer closet with the Lord and feeling that the Lord is telling him to go marry a prostitute. You know, he could possibly be thinking, "No, God, what are you talking about? Maybe this is just me. Maybe it's my mind playing tricks on me, or maybe it isn't the Lord. Maybe I'm just trying to be tempted or something like that." It said, the Lord God began to speak through Isaiah, and the Lord said to him, "Go marry a prostitute, a harlot, and have children with her." I mean, what could be going through this man's mind? I'm a prophet, God. Why do you want me? I mean, what are people going to think? I mean, what is your people going to think about me? I'm a prophet. I have to make sure my life is in line and in order and honoring you. And by me marrying this prostitute, this is going to be difficult. I mean, come on, God. I'm a prophet. I'm righteous. Are you kidding me? What good can come out of this? What good can come out of this, God? Why are you telling me to give my dreams of marrying my dream girl who's down the street, who's the prophet's daughter, and now you want me to just cancel that and destroy that and marry that woman over there who is so far away from you? Can you imagine the conversation Hosea was possibly having with God? He didn't understand what God was doing. But in verse 3, we saw his obedience. Of Hosea chapter 1, it says, "So he married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim." Wow. Man, I you know, it's so funny because in verse 2, God's telling him to go marry her, and in verse 3, says that he married her. I mean, that's some pretty quick obedience there. I mean, because I don't know about you, but I would still be over there. Wait a second, God. I don't know about this. And I'll be asking all my friends, like, "What do you think? What do you think? This is crazy, right?" I mean, you know, trying to make sense and be logical about it. But Hosea didn't understand fully what God was doing, but he acted on the Lord's command. Verse 3, "So he married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And then she conceived again and gave birth to a daughter." So they already had two kids already, man. They got busy. They started working on their family and their marriage. And I try to think about how Gomer felt. Maybe she tried her best to be that pastor's wife, I guess. Try to do everything she can to maybe change her image. You know, she's maybe tried to get away from that sinful lifestyle that she knew. Maybe want to actually make it work and be a mommy and be that wife and that pastor's wife to Hosea. Maybe she got looks when she was going down by the Market Street, down on Main Street, the Temple Gates. Probably looked at her in the wrong way, kind of like what you and I do sometimes. Maybe it was just too much for her to bear. Maybe that temptation of falling back into that sin was just creeping up on her little by little. And she left Hosea. She left her husband. She left her husband. She left her family. How do you think Hosea felt as a man? How do you think he felt as a man? Walking with his head down low, feeling defeated. Maybe even second guessing the fact that God told him to marry this prostitute. God, was that you or was that me? Maybe feeling all down in the dumps because his wife left him. She went back to her old ways, her old lifestyle, you know, being the talk of the town, so to speak. Going back to that lifestyle. How do you think Hosea felt? Down in the dumps, defeated. possibly feeling disrespected. And now look, now everybody's going to say, I told you so. I told you so. Now I have to raise these kids on my own. What am I to do? Can you imagine that conversation that he had with God? God, how dare you let that happen? God, you know I have to focus on my ministry here as a prophet and my preaching and then my testimonies. Imagine that conversation he had with God after his wife left him. And I wonder how many times Hosea wanted to give up, throw in the towel, and say, well, I'm done. God, you can take your calling on my life and you can just give to somebody else. I'm done. And then Hosea chapter 3, it all turns around. Hosea chapter 3, verse 1. The Lord said to me, that's Hosea, go show your love to your wife again, though she is loved by another man and is an adulteress. Love her, check this out now, as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods. And verse 2. So I bought her for 15 shekels. Did you hear that? So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver, and about a homer and a lethic of barley. Then I told her, you are to live with me many days. You must not be a prostitute or intimate with any man, and I will behave the same way towards you. So can you imagine after God told Hosea, go buy back your wife, go get your wife, show your love for her again. And maybe by this time he gave up on her. His heart has turned to stone and didn't want anything to do with Gomer. Didn't even want to hear the name Gomer. And God told him, go show your love for her again. Go get your wife. Go get your wife. Maybe she was being sold on the auction block that day. So maybe he was walking down the street, his head hung low. Everybody was saying, oh, there's Hosea. There's Hosea. Is that the guy who married? Yes, that's the Hosea. And maybe as they saw him get closer and closer to the auction block, maybe they thought that he was going to say, okay, Hosea is going to give his ex-wife a piece of his mind. But they did not know what was in this man's heart. As he heard all these other men possibly to bid on his wife, he gave everything he had. 15 shekels and a big old bag full of barley. He bought back his wife. He bought back his own wife and said, you are to live with me many days. You must not be a prostitute or intimate with any other man. And I promise you, I will behave in the same way towards you. So what's the whole point? Why did God tell and let Hosea go through all of this? Because he wanted to demonstrate to Israel God's agape love. He wanted to let his land know that their sinfulness, in spite of their rejection of God, God still loves them. God still loves them. And he demonstrated that through Gomer and Hosea. Aren't you glad that God still loved us in the midst of our sin, in the midst of our willingness to get out of his will and focus on our own things? When we go back to our old ways or old thought patterns, aren't you glad that God still loves us in the midst of that? And how persistent he is to let us know that he still loves us. Just like Hosea was persistent on getting back his wife. Persistent enough to pay a whole bunch of shekels, whole bunch of money to buy back his wife and deal with the hurt and the pain and the social pain of everybody whispering when he passes by. So friend, the whole point of this is to encourage you, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through, don't give up. Don't give up, especially if God has told you to persevere through this. Don't give up. Do not back down. Because if God is calling you to work through whatever you're working through, he will see you through it. You may do things that you don't want to do, just like Hosea had to do things he did not want to do, and feel stuff that he had to feel. But if God's calling you to go through that situation, well, hallelujah, just remember of Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1. Persevere. And do not give up, do not give in, and do not back down. beautiful instrumental version of Amazing Grace. Well, my name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you here today. If there is anything you'd like from us, anything going on, you want to catch up with this radio ministry, or you can write to us, send us a little note. We'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can contact us anytime through our website. It's greatnewsradio.org. Well, my name is Joey Kroll. Thanks again for letting me spend some time with you on your Thursday. Don't forget, Mark Burns in this seat tomorrow for Mark and Friends. You enjoy the rest of your day, and remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.